Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 500 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career. Today, I want to answer the age-old question, or what seems to be an age-old question anyway. How do I become an instructional designer? Now, I know that this is a question that aspiring instructional designers are asking, and maybe you have even asked that question, or maybe you've Googled it. But if I read between the lines, the real question is, how do I get hired as an instructional designer for the first time with no formal experience in the field? Because learning instructional design means nothing if you never get hired as one, right? So you may be looking at instructional design job postings, and maybe you're seeing like 200 applications thinking, there's no way that I can get into this field. I can't compete with all these people that are applying for these jobs. What's happening is that a lot of the people that are applying for instructional design jobs will never get hired. I hate to say that, but it's actually true. And if you don't already know me, you're going to find out that I'm pretty real and I don't sugarcoat things. There are certain things that you have to learn, know, and have in place in order to get hired as an instructional designer. And the truth is, a lot of people that are applying for jobs right now don't have those things. They're not doing the prep work involved. They're not preparing themselves. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. For some reason, I don't know why, but people think they don't have to do anything in order to prepare for this field except change a few words on their resume. A lot of educators come in with transferable skills, but just think that that's enough. Maybe even people that have done training in the past that are not educators may also think that that's enough. It is way more than changing a few words in your resume or even slapping together a portfolio with some of the things that you did in education. If you don't know what a portfolio is, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. No matter what field you're coming from, whether you're an educator, whether you're someone from another corporate field who maybe happened to do some training on the job and realized you enjoyed it, whatever field you're coming from, you have to prepare yourself. That is a non-negotiable. I know that maybe not what you wanted to hear. You wanted to make that quick transition and move forward, but it's really important and it's the way that you're going to get hired. If you don't know how to prepare yourself, don't worry. That's why you're here and I've got you. I'm going to explain how to get into the field and the things that you need to have in place in this episode. And then we're going to dive deeper as the podcast continues and as I create more and more episodes, we're going to dive deeper into these topics. We're even going to talk to hiring managers to get their perspective on what it takes to get hired. How do you stand out and how does your resume and your portfolio float to the top? All right. So how do you prepare yourself to stand out? First of all, I just want to let you know that while we're going to talk about the steps involved in this episode, as you know, I don't want to keep you here all day with a 5-hour episode on how to get into instructional design. And there's really a lot more to it. So I just want to let you know that I am giving you the roadmap for getting into instructional design in more detail with examples in my free 5-day instructional design jumpstart workshop. We run these workshops 4 to 5 times a year, so chances are there's going to be one coming up. This workshop is live with me where I'm going to go deeper on all of the different things that I'm going to be talking about during this episode. So if you want to know more, you're definitely going to want to check out that workshop. The link to sign up is in the episode description and will also be in the show notes. Okay, so let's get started. The first step is that you have to learn adult learning theory or adult learning principles. You have to know them backwards and forwards, and not just from a theoretical perspective, but how to apply these adult learning principles to learning in a practical way. That last part is where a lot of people fall short. You can Google adult learning theory, but how do you actually apply it? You may be asked this in an interview. Sometimes that's an interview question. Well, they're actually asked you, How would you or how have you applied adult learning theory in your work or in samples you've created or learning solutions that you've developed? So that's going to be an important question to be able to answer. The second thing is that you have to learn and understand the corporate instructional design process. They want you to be able to hit the ground running. They want you to get in there, know the right questions to ask, be able to have a kickoff meeting, gather the subject matter experts and stakeholders, be able to know how to create the appropriate deliverables or documents or files or things that you need to create in this process. And there's several of them all along the way. If you have not listened to my episode on how the instructional design process is like building a house, you should definitely listen to that episode because we talk a lot about that process. They want you to know that you can take that project from start to finish. They don't want to have to do a lot of training and all of those kinds of things when you get started. If they feel like they're going to have to do all of this training up front, they're probably not going to want to hire you. So it's important that you not only learn that process, but you're able to explain it during interviews. The most asked interview question is, what is your instructional design process? If you were given a project, how would you take that project from start to finish? That's one of the most asked questions. And we'll talk more in a future episode about other interview questions, but this is the one that I want to make sure that you are very clear on how to drive that project forward. The third thing is that you have to know the tools that are required in this field. Most of the learning that is developed in this field is 100% online. It is asynchronous, meaning there is no instructor. The learner is going through that learning by themselves at their desk or wherever they are. It's not a group of people all together live. They're doing it on their own. And because of that, there are certain software tools that are utilized in the field that are able to develop that online learning. Two of the biggest software tools that are used in the field are Articulate Storyline and Articulate Rise. Articulate is the name of the company that creates those two programs. There's lots and lots of other programs, and you'll see job descriptions talking about all the different programs that they want you to know, all the different software tools they want you to know. If you just learn those two, you're going to be golden. Yes, all the other ones, and not all of them, but some of the other ones will help you. But a lot of times they just throw everything in the kitchen sink into these job descriptions. It might be somebody in HR putting this together, or they want somebody who knows at least one of those tools, and so they put them in as keywords. There are lots of reasons why they keyword stuff their job postings with all of these different tools, and it's not always because you need to know them all. The more you know, the better, but those two are the ones to start with. And not only start with, but the ones that you have to know at a minimum. Most companies will not even give you an interview if you have not learned at least Storyline, but Rise is also becoming much more popular as well. The last thing that you have to have is a portfolio. This is where you're going to put together all the things that I just talked about in one place so that you stand out and so that they know that you can do this job even without experience. So this is where the real work comes in, because you can maybe Google some things, or, you know, you got to spend some time. I know Storyline takes a little while to learn, but the real work comes in putting it all together, because even with Storyline, you can't just get in there and just play around with it and learn a couple things and throw a couple boxes on the screen and then say you know it to be able to get a job. That's not going to be enough. So just Googling all of these things and just playing with the software tools for maybe a day or so, it's not going to cut it to get an instructional design job. You're going to have to create a portfolio. Now, a portfolio is a way to showcase your work. You may be saying, I don't have any work. I'm new to the field. I don't have anything to put in there. That's okay. You will have to create samples from scratch. And honestly, that's how most people do it anyway, because even if you did have work you could use, it may be proprietary and you're not able to even put it in your portfolio. If you're coming from a field where you did create learning, maybe curriculum, but it was in the education setting, if you're trying to get a job in corporate instructional design, you can't use any of that. If you went to grad school, you definitely can't use the portfolio that you created in grad school that has papers and maybe some kind of deliverable buried into some other documents. You're not going to be able to use that either. Nothing academic can be in your portfolio, because corporations want to see what you can do as it relates to the type of work they do. what can you do that looks a little bit more corporate-like? So all of these samples that you'll be creating for your portfolio will be from scratch, and this takes some time. This is not something that you can throw together in a couple days or even a couple of weeks. Now, typically, your portfolio is going to be housed on a website, and a lot of people use Google Sites, which is the easiest one to use. You do not have to be a professional web designer because the samples on your portfolio are what matter most. You have to actually have samples from Storyline and Rise. You have to have some design samples. So when we talked in the previous episode about how the instructional design process is like building a house, we talked about the design deliverables that you have to have in your portfolio that are similar to the blueprint that the architect creates. Those have to be in your portfolio as well. They don't just want to see the end product. They want to see how you got there, because that's what we do as instructional designers. We plan. We systematically design learning. So they want to see that systematic process. All of these things will need to be laid out. There's several different things that you'll need to have in your portfolio. And I will have at some point in a future episode, I'll lay out all the things that need to be in your portfolio. But because I want to make sure that this episode doesn't get to be too long and I want to respect your time, if you're interested in learning more about the exact things that need to be in your portfolio, I definitely want you to head over to the show notes and click the link to my free 5-day live instructional design jumpstart workshop, because I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be showing some portfolio examples in there as well. I will also link some in the show notes. Now, I know it may seem like a lot of work to do this right. And trust me, you want to do it right. You don't want to half-ass this. But I promise you, it's actually an asset. And we're privileged to even get the chance to present a portfolio to a potential employer in this field. Remember, you don't have ID experience yet. So how are you going to prove to them that you know what you're doing? You can't unless you have a portfolio. That's how you show them that you actually can hold your own. And if you learn Storyline well, can actually do some of the things that people that have been in instructional design for a while can do. You don't have any way to show that to them if you don't have a portfolio. You're just going to talk and they could believe you or not. Think about if you were trying to get a job as a nurse or as a salesperson for the very first time. They don't have portfolios in those fields, so they would have to trust that you could do the job, which is much harder, right? Here you're able to prove it with no experience. And that's going to help you stand out from the other 100 plus people who may have applied to that instructional design job with no portfolio who won't even get a first look. You don't want to be one of those people. Trust me, you really don't. And that's why you're here and that's why you're listening to this podcast, because we're going to make sure that you are not one of those people. Now, like I said, I know this was a high-level overview of the different buckets or categories of things that you have to have in place, you have to know, you have to be able to do in order to get a job as an instructional designer. What I wanted to do is give you that high-level framework, because it's really easy to get lost in all of the noise and all the different things that people say that you need or that Google says that you need when you are trying to figure this out. Like I said, I will be going into depth on every single one of these things in a future episode, but I can't spend all of that time right now because I don't want to keep you here forever, but we will be talking about all of those things. If you don't want to wait that long, I want to make sure that you join me in my free 5-day live workshop that is coming up on January 16th. And like I said, if you're listening to this later on, we run these workshops 4 to 5 times a year. So there probably is one coming up and you can check the show notes for the link to see when the next one is going to be going on. This workshop is 5 hours live with me Monday through Friday. If you can't make it at the time that we're going to be live, there will be recordings available. We're also going to have bonus sessions with interviews from people who have transitioned from teaching and from instructional coaching and from nonprofit and from other corporate fields. My team and I will be talking about salaries in the field for entry-level IDs, including data that we have collected over the last year from the IDs that we have helped transition into the field. Remember, I've helped over 500 IDs transition into the field over the last 3 years. We're also going to be talking about market saturation. Is the market really saturated? What is really going on with that? Is everyone getting into this field? How does that compare to the demand out there? I'll be showing examples of portfolios, examples of e-learning courses. We'll be looking at Storyline and Rise. We're going to be covering a lot in this live workshop, so definitely click on the show notes for the link to register. At the end of the week, you're going to have a really clear idea on what skills you bring to the table, where your gaps are, and what your next steps are. Because I know that you do bring skills to the table. This is not going to be all brand new. Everyone brings some type of skill. But you got to know what those skills are that you already know. So you can go check, 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 got those. And then which ones are still a gap for you. If you don't know your gaps, you're not able to fill them. In addition to that, I have several other resources for you to binge while you're waiting for the next live workshop to start. So in the show notes, you're going to find links to my website. My website houses an ultimate guide to becoming an instructional designer. And it really is the ultimate guide. So you're going to want to check that out. We also have other curated resources and templates and other things to help you in your transition. So you're definitely going to want to check that out as well. I hope all of this has been helpful for you. I'm here to see you win. And the mission of this podcast is not just to help you learn instructional design, but really help you stand out and get hired. If you are enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave a review so other aspiring instructional designers can find it. And I invite you to subscribe as well so that you don't miss an episode. All right, that's it for now. I hope to see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there's a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.